This is Sacred Meditations. In today's meditation, Johann Gerhard continues pondering the fruit of our Lord's Passion. Listen to how he paints a picture of the so-called blessed exchange. This from Gerhard's Meditation Number 7. Consider, O faithful soul, the manifold fruit of thy Lord's Passion. Christ for us endured the bloody sweat, that the icy sweat of death's agony might not disturb us. He willingly wrestled with death, that we might not fail in the last trying hour, and endured the severest anguish and sorrow, that we might become partakers of the eternal joys of heaven. He suffered himself to be betrayed by a kiss, the token of friendship and goodwill, that he might forever destroy sin, by which Satan had betrayed our first parents under the guise of a tender friendship. He suffered himself to be taken and bound by the Jews in order to deliver us who lay bound in the fetters of sin and under eternal condemnation. He was willing that his passion should begin in the garden, in making an atonement for sin, because in the garden of paradise, sin had its beginning. He submitted to be strengthened by an angel, that he might make us the companions of the holy angels in heaven. He is deserted by his own disciples, so that he might unite us to himself the more closely, who for our base defection had been cast off by God. He was accused by false witnesses before the council, that we might not be accused by Satan at the last day, through that broken law of God. He was condemned on earth, that we might be acquitted in heaven. He who did no sin kept silence before sinners, that we might not be struck dumb for our sins when brought before the judgment bar of God on account of our sins. He suffered himself to be smitten on the cheek to free us from the stings of conscience and the buffetings of Satan, and to be mocked and insulted that we might set at naught the jibes and jeers of Satan. For more prayers and meditations on God's Word, check out sacredmeditations.org.